Dustin Fox here with Browns quarterback Deshaun Kizer. Deshaun, the bye week is over and on to the second half of the season. Probably happy to put the first half of the season behind you and excited about the second half?
Absolutely. You know, there's a clean slate for us and an opportunity to try to kind of redefine what's happened in the first 8 weeks here.
And you've seen everything as a rookie. I mean, coming into the league, seeing highs, seeing lows, starting to the sidelines a little bit to take a peek back, and then you get back in the game. What's it been like for you as a rookie?
You know, there's quite a few experiences that that not a lot of guys go through, especially this early. And there's a bunch of different ways you can look at it. You know, there's times of frustration. There's times of triumph. There's a lot of things that you would like to see in a rookie year. A lot of things that you don't want to go through in a rookie year. But all in all, I think that it's probably the best experience for me. I think that a lot of people want to try to make this a defining year for me, you know, a year that, makes or breaks a guy. I'm going to continue to trust in the message that was given to me in the beginning, and that this is going to be a process. And you got to allow time to play itself out. On me, it's all about just trying to get better each week, trying to get better each rep. And you can sometimes allow distractions to take you away from that. But I think I'm doing a good job with trying to just, stay the path.
21, right? You haven't turned 22 yet?
Nope, still 21.
How do you go in that locker room and lead? I mean, how tough is that? Is a young guy, you got dudes in there who are married with kids and, guys who are in their 30s playing this game. Is that tough?
And it's very tough. But I think that quickly I figured out that within that locker room, there's a lot of guys who are searching for themselves, searching for what a winning organization looks like. They're all trying to pull from all their separate experiences. So when everyone's kind of walking in with an open slate and an open opportunity for anyone to step up, it makes it a little easier for me. It's allowed me to be myself. I haven't had to try to sculpt myself into someone else. I'm just trying to learn how to do whatever I can to simply just pass Coach Jackson's message down and continue to do the things I've always done to put myself in the position I'm in right now.
You guys have had some time now with the bye week, some extra practices and time to watch some more tape. What's sort of the mindset, the goal, the message really as you approach the final eight games here?
You focus in on the small wins. You focus in on the goals that are set in front of you. And I think that Coach Jackson and I and Coach Lee and I, we set small goals each week and we just work to accomplish those. Stop turning the ball over. We were able to do that in London.
Did that.
And, footwork. There's small things that you're doing with footwork that I was making mistakes on the beginning of the year that have completely been eliminated. And you hang your hat on those wins and then allow your personal development to then affect the rest of the team. The better the quarterback plays, we all know this, the better the quarterback plays in the game, the more likely there's a chance of winning games. So if I can continue to develop myself by taking those small victories each week, eventually we're gonna jump over this. And after we jump over this, my play's only gonna get better, hopefully, and that's gonna allow us to continue to win games more and more.